Lamed Tes Amed Beis. Omar Apope Loinehedek Inish Sinaise Bepume de Kuzni de Chavise Mishum de Merzi Kemishameres. What does this mean? Let's see what Rashi says. Loinehedek Inish Sinaise Bepume de Kuzni de Chavise. Kli cheres cotton shemarin boyayin mechovis. So kuzni is a funnel made out of cheres shemarin boyayin mechovis. You pour in to this funnel yayin mechovis. Lo yitain bepiv kashin uksomin bechazoke. One should not be mahadik in the pair of this funnel kashin. Uksamim, l'fi she'ein l'cha misanenes g'day lo mizu. He says, if he's pouring in the funnel, tovay olav broche. But if he goes and puts kashim in ksamim in the pea of this funnel, so l'maise, he's making it a meshameres. So therefore, it is also. Now, let us be medayik the lashon of the Gemara. Loinehedik inish. So this the Mishnah Berurah brings down. Here the Isser is, I feel like did this Erev Shabbos. The Isser is he should use it Shabbos when it's Mahudik already. Now the Gemara says, Mishum de Merzi kimishameres. It looks like it is Mishamel. By says it is not a mishama diaraisa, it is a, it's merzi kemishama. There's a ran, the ran says as follows. The ran says on daf nun zayin amit beis, as follows. Udom rinen de merzi kemishameretz, mishum da afal gav de lav mishameretz mamishu. This is not really a mishameres. Sherei oivrin bo ashmorim. Now this is a very batlonish sif. The shmorim from the yayim are going to go through this funnel. Kivin, the ikar, somim, v'tinoifis, the ma'akibu, v'loi ovri, domi l'mishameres. But since it accomplishes that Ksomim and Tenaifis do not go through, Domi L'mishameres. Now, L'chaire, this is a Meire Dike Ram. He says, the Ram explains what this funnel accomplishes. It accomplishes that in the Yayin, there are two types of Psoilus. The Shmorim, and this Ksomim and Tenaifis. And this funnel accomplishes that the Ksomim and Tenaifis do not go through. The Shmorim do go through. And the Rehitis Loshen Aran, it would seem, Udom Rinen de Merzi Kimishameres. Why is it Mishim Da'av or Gav De'lav Mishameres Mamishu? It is not a real mishameres. So from the Ritas Lashon Aran would seem as follows. In order for it to be a mishameres, it would have to take away all the psoilus. Even though it takes away a certain type of psoilus, and it seems that it does a good job. And the ksamim and tenoifis, there won't be any ksamim and tenoifis. But since it does not take away all the psoilus, so memele, this is only domi l'mishameres. That's the rehitas loshen haram. And be'emesin, l'chayre, there's a starke ha'ore, the Egle Tal in Hilchis Zoyre brings down a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says as follows. The Yerushalmi says, Yesh shuhu boirer tzroires kol hayoin, ve'enei mischayev. A person is boira tzroiris kol hayoim, ve'einim is chayiv, he's not chayiv al tzboira. A whole day, a whole Shabbos is boira tzroiris. And the Rishalmi seems old, why isn't he chayiv? Because there's a big kri that has thousands of tzroiris in it, and in a day he can't clean it. So memele, so he took out 50% of the psoilus, but there's still psoilus in it, so he's not chayiv. So we see from the Yerushalmi Amoyra Dikechidish that Meleches Boirer is together as Tikkun Ha'ichel. That's not called Tikkun Ha'ichel. It's better than before does not mean Tikkun Ha'ichel, it seems. Tikkun Ha'ichel means that it has to be in Gansen Mesukeh. The Egleital says that Bavli is Chaylik on the Yerushalmi. Now, L'chayre, from this Ran, it would seem very much like the Yerushalmi. Nemesis, this Ran is more Mechudishtik. Because in this Ran, we are speaking about that it took a certain type of psoilus, it took out completely. The Tenaifis and the Kismin, it took care of. No, the Shmarim, it didn't take care of. Aval Pikein Vaistois, it's only a Mishama de Rabono. It is not a Mishama de Yeraisa. Now there's a problematic lotion we're holding by the Ran, so we can be ba'ira by the Ran. Really, this is a lotion of Rashi. The Ran started off by saying, "Lahadik inish kli cheres kotn shemarim bo yayim min achovis loyitem bepiv kash neksomim bechazoke she'ein locha mesanenes gedoy lo mizu." This is a lotion of Rashi. Now this is double talk. That means we start off by saying Ein lecha misanenes gedoy lo mizu, and then the Gemara says it's also mishum de merzike mishameres. Merzike mishameres vaisois, it's an iso de rabbonon. Ein lecha misanenes gedoy lo mizu, vol tempesois gewissen, it's a deraise. The etzem ha'ore, the mogen avrom is ma'ore. I mean, this is lecheire stira de kelashainis over here. The Machzis HaShekel wants to say pshat that he's only saying that Fakert, the Ram was mabaya like this. It's merzik mishameres because it doesn't take care of all the soilus. That's why it's called merzik mishameres. Because the Dishmarim go through. Ein lechom es anemis gdoy lemizu is on that what it does take care of. I mean, that what it takes care, it takes care. So memeil, that's why they asked it, because it takes care of something. It wouldn't take care of anything, then it wouldn't be yosef midarabonon also. It's tamazay. That means that eisiz midarabonon, it is taking care of a type of a psoilus. So memeil midarabonon, it is also, that's lechayre derehitis loshen horan. And let us go a little further. We'll have another chiddush, which is al pi derech zeh. Kosav arayv etzal, dechol heiched deloy mehedik, loyosa. What if it is not mehudik, if these ksomim that he put into this funnel is not mehudik, so it is mutter. And the Loshna Gemara v'aystachoy says, because the Gemara said, Laila hedik inish. A person should not be mahadik. So the Biralocha says, pshat, what is the inyan? Because if it is not mahudik, so memele, the ksamim and the tenaifis will also go through. So it doesn't take care of the ksamim and tenaifis. So therefore the Ravid says, then it'll be mutter. So we have amoyre the kitzir over here. We have over here a funnel. And there's three types of psoilus to take care of. There's shmarim, this ksamim v'tenayfis. So memele from the Loshen Aran, it would seem that it is a meshameres derabonon, because it doesn't purify the yayin completely. So this is called a meshameres derabonon. Leidach kise, there's a psalomdis of ein lecha misanenes gedoy lo mizu. That means if it doesn't accomplish anything, some of the percentages, it takes 50% of the psoilus, that would be garnished. No, pshat is, ein lecha misanenes gdoy lo mizu, but there's a certain type of psoilus it takes care of completely. So therefore it seems that is why they asked it to be the rabbanon al koponim. And then the Raivit says, and if that type it won't take care of completely, that means if it's not Mehudik, some Emelis or some of the Ksamim and Tanaitis will also fall through. So then it's Mutta Legamri. That's L'chayre, we see Kama Halachis G'dayleis in this Ran. The Mishnah Berurah says that this din is speaking about that it's Ochel K'tas the Yain, if it would be Tzolo Legamri, it's not worse than a Meshamer Salo. The way Rav Pope Shoafu Shichro Mimono Lemon. In the house of Rav Pope, they used to go in poor Sheikha from one Keli to another Keli. Zot Rashi. Shafu Shichro. Kol Heiche de Toni Loshin Shafui Benachasu. They poured it slowly and carefully. Vahapsoilis Nishar Bishulia Keli. Now the reason they poured it, that's why they poured it. They poured it slowly and carefully that the psoilus should remain in the upper keli, and they're doing it in the other keli will come in pure sheikh. Omar le Rav Achemi difte le Ravine ha'ika nitzaitzitz, but it's no good ha'ika nitzaitzitz. So the Gemara answers, Nitzaitzis, Lebei Rav Pope, Loi Cheshive. Zot Rashi, Avoike Nitzaitzis, Ktanois, Ani Shoifois, Ba'achoine. The bottom drops, which they're poured, they're being poured at the end. Mitoich Apsoilets, this is being poured, Mitoich Apsoilets. Bahanil Mulchachon de Beirahu, this is Beirah. So the Gemara answers, Nitzaitzis Bei Rav Pope Loich Shivi. Bei Rav Pope wasn't Choshev, Shechen V'ni Matol Sheikha Hoya, that was his profession, he was a brewer, Kedemrina Bometzie of Ipsochim, Hilkachene Makpidle Nitzaitzis Kolkach, this small amount of beer didn't mean he had the gallons and gallons of beer, so to waste 5 minutes to get out another ounce of beer, that there's something that's ungegangen. Noch shemegiel an etzaitzitz, mash lechein upseilosam, that he can move away. Lechutz. Utchilas shviyosam, the Bach is a more clear girse, utchilas shviyosam, the beginning of the pouring, shein apseilos nika, lav beirehu. This isn't Beira. Before we come into the lomdus of the sugya, I don't understand why the Gemara says a hoshtik teire nitzaitzis lebeira pape leichshive. I mean, this din is brought down lahaloche that one is permitted to pour from one barrel to another barrel, and one should be careful when it comes the end that one should not pour. I don't know, in Rav Pope's house they did it. You have to say they did it because they were wealthy and you're not allowed to be Beirah in Shabbos. I mean, why, I don't know why the Gemara was toiler, since there was an abundance of beer in Rav Pope's house, they didn't take care. I mean, and if you don't have abundance, the Gemara should have said, the only poured the roiv of the chavis and the chelik that's meurev with the shmarim that they didn't pour. I don't know why the Gemara had to come out of Beira Popa like Shiva and they threw it away. I mean, I don't understand the whole shakla v'taya, why this is necessary. It's Beira that you're not allowed to do. Now let us talk about this halacha for 1 minute. This halacha that when it comes towards the end, one is not allowed to pour the wine from the beer from the psalus. So there's a machlokes, the Magen Avraham and the Chaye Adam, why this is also. The Magen Avraham is a pertinent kasha. This is oichel mitoich psalus. So why isn't it good? Why aren't you allowed to do it? So the Magen Avraham says that it is speaking about he doesn't want to drink it now. He wants to drink it la'achas man. But la'alta, it will be mutter. And the Mishnah Berurah paskins like the Magen Avraham. The Chayei Adam says that this is called Boirer Bekeli. The Breire, that means the Breire that comes about from what these last drops separate from the Shmorim, this is called Boirer Bekeli. So Mela Boirer Bekeli, Afilu La'alter is also. The El Mishulish is Mevayer that the Magen Avraham held, this is not called Boirer Bekeli. The Ike Breire is he has a steady hand. Verstehst du, his hand will start shaking, everything's going to pour out. He has a steady hand and he's pouring out the wine and he stops when the Psyla starts coming. So Mela, that's not called his Boirer Bekeli. Lu Yitzuyi can hold the wine in his hands. He'd also do the same thing. He tilt his hand till the wine drips off and the Psylus and the would remain in his hand. So it's not, no, the Maisa, the wine doesn't hold in his hand, so the Mela, so it's an Akeli. But the Chelek HaBreire that is being done Al Yedei Yodoi, V'loi Al Yedei Akeli. So this is called Beire Biyah, therefore the Magen Avraham has to say, Shtik Teire, that it is not La'alta. The Chayodam held forth that it is called La'alta. That it's called Beire Bekeli, I mean. So therefore it is Osar Afilu La'alta. That it is permissible to pour out the first chelik of the wine, of the beer, before we come to the taruvitz, the Chazayin Ish saw a moiridike lomdis in this gemara. The Chazayin Ish says as follows, Aval gav da hashmorim heim im hayayin bekli echot, you have in one keli, shmorim and yayin, v'hu shayfa hayayin meiniach hashmorim. Let us say, according to the Magen Avraham, it's speaking about la'achazman. So I'm separating, before I come down to the drops which are together with the psoilas. But the this is ichemutah. Frek the chazaynish, you have here a keli, that in this keli there's yayin and shmorim, and I'm separating the yayin from the shmorim. That's exactly what I'm doing. That's exactly what I want to do, and I'm doing it la'achazman. Afal pikein, there's no shaila. This is muta. So the Chazayin Ish says, why is it muta? Take mipnei. So the Chazayin Ish says, alom this shekol echad oimed la'atzmai, because Kozman, you did not reach the bottom of the chavis, you do not have a taruvis. That means the top layer of beer till the last inch is pure beer. The last inch you have there mu'uriv shmorim and beer. So memeila, the whole iser of boirer is when you have a taruvis. When you don't have a taruvis, there's no iser of boirer. So pouring till the last inch, even if it's bekeli, it's no boirer, because there's no taruvis. The last inch in the chavis, there you have already, it's me'uriv, yayin, and shmorim. And there, when you have a taruvis, then we come to a problem of boirer. And with this, the Chazayin Ish has pshat in the halacha, which at first he didn't understand. The Taz Dachsachmir says, if a fly falls into a kais, you take out the fly with a little wine in it, and finished, mavart zavek in shalom ha-yisrael. Frek the Chazayin Ish. So the Chazayin Ish asks, he says as follows, that what was wrong with the kais? What was wrong with the kais? You had the fly there. So the psalus was the fly. So I take out the fly with a little wine. So I still took out the psalus and I took a little wine with it. So what is? That's not called that I took out the psalus. So I have to take out the, I took out the, generously, but I was boira the psalus from the oichel. Why isn't this called boira? That's the Chazayin Ish's kasha. So the Chazayin Ish is a boira de keteret. He says a fly that is swimming In a kais, there's no shayla of boira to begin with, because it is not mu'uriv. Just like you clear a shayla if you have hard-boiled eggs and water. So I cook them up before Shabbos, and I want to take out the eggs. That's not considered boira. It's not considered. There's no taruvus here. Each one is nikim b'fnei atzmoi. The eggs are one entity, and the water is another. There's no taruvus. Each one is nifrod from the other. There's muvdol. That's not called boira. So he says memela. So theoretically, you could take the fly out and throw it away. It's called muvdol from the rest of the. From the rest of the contents of the kais. He says, Vos is, but in the fly alone, there is some mashke there. That means the surrounding, the wings of the fly and the feet of the fly, there's some mashke ma'urif to that. So if a person would take the fly and let it drain, so b'meila, there would be a b'ira. Because there's a, so b'meila, to prevent that b'ira, we take a spoonful of mashke together with the fly, but to prevent that breire. He says, Abul be'etzem, the fly and the kais are muvdol. That is the yisad of our Gemara. That's how the Chazanishlan's pshat in our Gemara, that it is not considered a taruvis in Gans. V'naisnin beya b'misanenes. One is permitted to put a beya in a misanenes. So let us say, so Rashi had said in the Mishnah, what is the case of Nais and Bey B'Misanen? So Rashi says, Shachaldu Nosem Bo Lehistamin. This was a Misanen Shalchaldu. Misanen Shalchaldu. So Memele, the Chaldu was already put into this Misanen Lehistamin. They wanted to go and Bimisanin to sieve this chardu. V'kailete says apsoilus. So this misanenes, the psoilus remained on top, and the good chardu went down. V'afhabeye achelmein shaloh noitev umistanin imoy. The yoke goes through. Agavucha de Meiri says, we should understand a little better, he had the egg was beaten up together. You're not putting in a yolk with a white, and it's not beaten up, nothing. It's a blightened though, inside the yolk, inside the white. Speaking about that, you have beaten up the egg already. Lamaise, there's two consistencies. The yolk is a smoother consistency, and the white is a harder consistency. So memele, now you stuck this into the misanenes of chaldu. So the yoke goes through. This will be to color the chaldul. So you're allowed to do this. So let us see the Gemara. The noisnin beya bimisanenis. Tony Yakif Kolcha. Lefi she'ein oisin oisa elo legavin. The reason that this is permissible because he's only doing it to color the chardel. Lefi she'ein oisin oisa elo legavin. So Rashi says lemare shehachelmoin yofa legavin v'loy hachelmoin. The yolk gives it a color. The white doesn't give it a color. Hilka. Idi ve'idi oichel hu ve'en kam breires psoiles me oichel. Now this is a very shvere Rashi. What is Rashi saying? We start off, since the purpose is only to color it, therefore, idi ve'idi oichel ve'en kam breires psoiles me oichel. So the Levush and the Bach learned pshat in Rashi as follows. We had before in Perek Klal Godel, a yesod, that we know the inyan of breire is psoilus mitoichoichol. That's the breire. And that in Dalet we had a teisves hoyu lofon of shnei mine oichlem peire shabene chananu de boichol mitoichoichol shayche breire shabore oisoi shein nechofitz lechol mitoichoisoi shereitz lechol. The Bein Chananel says a yesod, and we paskin like this lahaloch. By shnei mine oichlam, he has carrots and peas, both are oichlam. but he does not want to eat one, and he wants to eat the other. So the one he does not want to eat gets a shame psoilus. So an oichel can also be a psoilus if he doesn't want to eat. So here Agama is saying a muyim dikechidish. That is dafke. If he doesn't want to eat it, so this is considered psoilus legabi oichel. But if be'etzim to eat it, they're both good. By milmegepoil to eat both. No, that's what he's boirer. The yolk from the white is because he wants, he's not interested in eating it, he wants the color of the yolk. So since in Yesod, both are oichlim, in mitzad oichl shaboy, there's no chivis one over the other. So it has, so it doesn't get a din of psoilus mitoich oichl. The whole din of psoilus mitoich oichl is, if mitzad oichel shaboy you don't want to eat it, so memela this oichel becomes a psoilus. So then it's called psoilus mitoich oichel. But if mitzad oichel shaboy I like the yolk and I like the white of the egg. No, pshat is I want now the yolk and not the white because I'm interested in the color of the yolk. So memela so has a din of oichel mitoich oichel, and there's no psoilus, and this is permissible. L'chayra comes out of mu'uyim dikechidish, the way Rashi says pshat. What'll be the din if someone wants to make a centerpiece of different types of foods, and he wants to come out that he'll be good at red pepper, he'll be good at green pepper, here the color of this will be better, and he has a lot of fruit, and he's being boirer. He's doing it l'achas man. So l'chayra, according to this Rashi, since in Yesod, In the etzim machel, the ulcha shabayim. There's no difference. He likes green peppers and red peppers. But for the centerpiece, he needs a red pepper now, that it should look artistic. So memela, does not fall into the category of beira. That's what Rashi is saying over here. Rashi says, fishe noisa el le gavel le mare she gamen yo gavel im gelm hil kach, that's the only reason he has an interest in the yolk over the white. Hilkech idi vidi oichel, so there's no oichel b'psoilus. Vein kam breiras psoilus me oichel. There's no kam breiras psoilus me oichel. Am moire dike pshat. Agavulcha de loshna v'rash, you don't understand. Vein kam breiras psoilus me oichel. Lochere, if there is breir, or if breir oichel me psoilus, that's the mea. The yoke is, it's bekeli. I think the lochere de loshna v'rash is a bissel modne. Lochere, it's a breir oichel me psoilus, not psoilus me oichel. Lochere, the thing that falls down. Is unless he's holding it in his hand, so that's called psoilus me'oichel. We had mentioned Arashi and Daf Kuf Lamed Dalet. We had mentioned that Gos of Rav Simcha Mides ve'esks on this Rashi. About Dachsech Meir, I know Pshat and Rashi. Rashi and Daf Kuf Lamed Dalet brings down our Mishneh. Ein mesaninin, this is the fourth line from the, where it starts getting, with the top fourth line. Ein mesaninin esachal lo beyontu. Mesanin shaloi, that's weiter. No, I'm sorry. Dafkuf lamed dalid. Noisnin, no, when the lines become smaller. That is the fourth line down. Noisnin beya be mesanin es shalchadl. Mesanin es besoichoi liyafis marisoi. So the Gemara asks, why ein misanen esachal do b'misanen eshaloi? And here it says noisnim bein misanen eshalchal do. Amalei hasam lei merzik ebeira hachi merzik ebeira. So the Gemara answers that by bay it's not merzik ebeira. So according to our Gemara and our Lamedus, it's very good. It's not merzik ebeira because there's no psoilus. Since you only want a legavon, there's no psoilus. What does Rashi say? Rashi says over here, Lai merzi kebayre shekule yoitze derach hamesanenes, vei mishtaye sham psoilus. Rashi says over here, it's Lai merzi kebayre because everything goes through. So, if everything goes through, so some say the whole thing is ridiculous. So what is he doing it for? And the Gemara says over here, Lefishe noise and noise ala legaven. What did Rashi do with the Gemara? The Gemara says, our Gemara says, Ashtik teire, Lefishein oisin oisa ela legaven. It's mutter because he's doing it only for the color. And so Rashi says, because everything goes through. But Dachsach Mir Pshat and Rashi is, I found the Moiradike Piskei Harid. Piskei Harid says Pshat in the Mishneh, that Noisnen Beye Lemisanene Shel Chardel. So the Piskei Harid says as follows. Uchidei, why is he doing this? Why is he putting this Beye Bemisanene Shel Chardel? Kidei sheteired ma'at ma'at. You have here a misanenis, that it is dripping down slowly through the misanenis. So we want that the egg should drip also slowly down. Vit uchidei sheteired ma'at ma'at. Vitispashet bechol hachardel. And it should be mispashit in the whole chardel. They should have an equal color in the whole chardel. Misimin oisa b'seicha misanenes. That's what you put in the misanenes. V'kulo yairedes misham ma'at ma'at. And the whole thing goes down ma'at ma'at. So it seems the Piskei Harid learned to go under pshat in the Gemara. Not that we're interested to be mavdil the yolk from the white fakert. You want faket, as we mentioned before, from the mirror, you mix it together, now there's yolk, there's white, there's everything. It has a certain color. I have one intent. I want that this color, it shouldn't be batlonish the chardel. If it wouldn't go ma'at ma'at, it would be a chelok of the chardel with a mara, a chelok of the chardel without a mara. Here I have a gewaldige hechetimtze. The hechetimtze is, lemais, it's going very slowly. So since the egg, the bayl, become ma'urif with this chardel, so every ma'at chardel that goes down, there's a little egg that goes down with it, so it has an even color. So that's why he's putting it in misananis. He's not putting it in the misananis to get rid of the white fakir. He's putting it in the misananis that it should distribute equally in the chardel. That's pshat. So that's what the Gemara is saying. The whole reason he's putting it there, not he wants to be mavdal the egg. The egg is gewaldic, the white, the yolk, everything is good. He just wants it should have an equal color in the whole chardel. So this is a gewunchene echetimtze, that by putting the beaten egg in the misanenes, it's going to drip slowly and slowly, v'tispashit b'chol achaldol, so it will become evenly distributed in the whole chaldol. Misimin oisa b'soicha misanenes, v'kulo yeredes misham. She's mamish, this is how Rashi and Avkuf Lamedalad had learned. Now, we're stopping the Inyan of Boirer, and now we're going to come into the Inyan of Losh. Itma, Chardel Shelosho Me Erev Shabbos. Chardel, that there was already a Lisha of the Chardel Me Erev Shabbos. Pashtus, so there was already a mixture of liquid and Chardel Erev Shabbos. Lemocha Omar Rav Mamchu Bekeli Avoloi Biyat. So the next day in Shabbos, Mamchu Bimayim Oy Biyayim. You add more liquid. Now you're adding more liquid. Bimayim Oy Biyayim. Bekeli Avoloi Biyat. And you mix it up. Bekeli Avoloi Biyat. Zotrashi, mashmezeu shini shaloi. This is the shini. Ve'enei mamche biyad, de mamche lei shapet vei. So it seems it would mix up better biyad than bekeli. That means, instead of they stick in their hands and they mix it together, it's better than your little ladle and take a spoon and mix it together. So Rav holds mamche bekeli avoloi biyad. Omar le Shmuel, biyad. He says, what? So Shmuel told him, biyad is also. Otu kol yoyme mamchu loy biyad. It means the whole week that the mamche biyad, machu chamoyremu. Man, we're speaking about civilized people. Who mixes up? They have Esu Tutsuch in the kitchen. Abar kaponim, kol yoyme mamchu loy biyad, machu chamoyremu. Elo amar Shmuel mamchu biyad ve'enei mamche bekeli.
אלא המשמו ממך ביד שאין זה דרכוי בכל. פקרת, ביד is more שינוי יד is more שינוי than a כלי. So here במחלוקת רב ושמול, which is a greater שינוי. ביד או בכלי, others say, I think the חידוש אלף says, מה כעסכי. Maybe there's a different lumdis that Rav held. Maybe Rav was also moide that they don't do it biyad. Above mamchilei shape tve, you can't call it a shinui. That means Rav held if you're going to end up, I feel no one does it biyad the way Shmuel said. Who does it biyad? But if by mixing it biyad, it mixes better. So Mamela, how could you say this is a shinui in Meleches Lishe if I'm making a better Lishe? I know one does it like that because it's a pasach nish, but this shouldn't be called a shinui. Could be that was the svar of Rav. Shmuel held fakert, Shmuel held not. This is called a shinui. Fakert, since people don't never do it with their yad, so this is called a shinui. Before we go weiter in the sugya, the Bir Halacha says a biur in this sugya. I don't know klar if this is a davar muskim according to all shitas, but could be we could learn this in Rashi. The Bir Halacha says that what they were matter with a shinui, the shalos what the shinui is. So the Bir Halacha says, because Be'emesin, since there was Elisha Erev Shabbos, and he's adding more liquid, so therefore this process is not a process of Elisha. This process really is, I'm watering it down, this process is, Be'emesin is a process fakelt of Elisha. That means by adding more liquid, I'm making it worse. Lisha is, you make a dough, Elisha over, that is called Lisha. Here I'm thinning it down. So Be'etzem, this Bechlal is not a Lisha Dike Isar D'Araise. Now, since it's Nirikelosh, Shabamela, therefore there's this Chiluki Deis, to make a Shinoi, it shouldn't look so much like Losh. But an Emes Elisha, there's nothing but to talk about, because what I'm doing in Shabbos is I'm thinning it out. It's not called Lisha. But you look, you're putting liquid and mixing it. It looks Lishadik. So that's why there's a necessity to make a Shinui. Itma, Rabbi Lezer Omar, Echot Zeh Ve'echot Zeh Osa. Rabbi Lezer held that both of these Shinuyim are Osa. Not allowed to mix it. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Echot Zeh Ve'echot Zeh Mutter. Fakert, it's not necessary to make a Shinuy. Abaye Ve'rov Adomri Tavayu Ein Aloche K'Rabbi Yochanan. We don't pass in like Rabbi Yochanan. Yeah. So both are Zichan and Mutter. Come Rabbi Yochanan b'shitzei de Rabbi Lozer. Now Rabbi Yochanan was chayzer, and Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Lozer. That what everything is also. Come Rabbi Lozer b'shitzei de Shmuel. And Rabbi Lozer, the machmer, was also chayzer. Now he decided, this is that what, that fakert Shmuel's gerech. That what? That biyad is a shinui, and biyad is mutter. Abai v'rov v'domi tavai halochik Rabbi Yochanan. That what? That everything is awesome. Imei, that is, everything is awesome, because Rabbi Yochanan was chayza. Imei da abaye of delay. Loi ochal. He didn't need it. The visu de ze'iri of delay l'Rav Chiya Barashi. The wife of ze'iri made it for Rav Chiya Barashi. For loy ochel, he also didn't need it. Oma omro lei, le rabo chavida lei ve ochel, dein rebbe for my man, mach ich dos arrestes, le kovit shabbos kaidish narrestes, vaat loy ochlos, du bist doch te frumak, don't be frumme dan your rebbe. Al kaponim, let's try to understand this gemore. What is pshat v'loy ochel? Eses al lechayre v'loy ochel, L'chayre pshat is, they held that it is also. So Mamela, that's why they didn't want to eat it. So L'chayre, if you'd ask us the shayla, so L'chayre, we would say, the Bir Halacha brings down in Simen Shin Yud Ches, that if a person is over a Malacha the Rabbonim b'shoigig, they did not aser the machol. That's how we paskel L'chayre. Now, he made the Abaye in Ishte, the Visu, the Zeire, Afen Shens Neuven, was speaking about Alisha the Rabbonon. Afen Shens Neuven was Alisha the Rabbonon B'Shegig. So why didn't they eat it? I saw that the Masik Eliezer, the beginning of Simen Shin Yud Ches, he has, Teicha Dvorim, he brings down this Kasha. He asks on the going, maybe the Goyin himself asked the Kasha, I wasn't able to, Samoyra de Kariches, I wasn't able to figure it out, but Al Kaponim, he mentions this Kasha. Sfasemis weist doch ois that, it was more kanoistic, they didn't want to eat it. They wanted to show that you don't do it. Not that spouts me Iker Adin. Sibot habis ois gewissen in Sfasemis. Zogt the Gemara weiter, what's the Rashi? Kam Rabbi Yechon b'shisse der Rabbi Lezer chozo bei vosa, abai v'rov edo mitavai alochik Rabbi Yechon edo osa, der Rabbi Zehiri. Om ha'arov e'bar shvo, ha'vekaim nekami der Ravine, u'boch shilei b'shufse de tume v'ochal. They used to mix it v'shufse de tume emtsoi shel shum. The middle of a garlic, there's a small stem there in the middle. They used to mix it with that and he ate it. He said, this was a good shini, it's not a keli. Omar mar zutra, les ilchese kechol anishmaite. Ela ki hode itma chardu shalosh merev shabbos lamocha mamchi bein biyad bein bekeli. You can mix bein biyad bein bekeli. The noisin l'seichay dvash, but the lo yitroif elo ma'arev. But that is the only t'nai. One should lo yitroif. So Rashi says, k'derer she'terfem beim bekoret. They should not mix it strongly. Derech treife she'make bekoyach. That one should not do. But if he does it benachas, so this is permissible. Shachalayim sheshachkan me'erev Shabbos v'mochel noisin l'soichon shemen v'chaymetz u'mamshich l'soichon amito, and you can put in it amito. See who claw what amito is soon. Lo yitroif elo ma'arev, also the same thing, shouldn't mix it briskly. Shum sherizkan me'erev Shabbos v'mochel noisin l'soichon pulo grisim lo yishchek elo ma'arev. Umamshech es amito l'seicho. Ma'ay amito ninyo. We'll see, this is mint. Omar Abaye, in this amito, the Meiri says, we're speaking about a powdered mint. It became dried up, and you made it into powder, and you put this in. Omar Abaye, shma mino hayninye ma'alye l'tachli. So when I learned this Gemara, I didn't understand what Abaye is coming to say over here. Sarel of Shachlaim Sheshachkan, Lomocha, Noisun Seichi Shemen, Vachaymetz, Mamshech Leseichan Amita. So he says that Ninye is Mali, it's good. So I found in Chayde Sha'oviv, the Rif brings us down Lahaloche. I mean, what is, you have to know Klov was Tutzachdov. This is something. You want to put in the cookbook, make it tasty, but it's all zayn and piskei arif, fashteichen is klar. The Chiddush Ha'aviv says that, sheshoma manda omar, sheoma doloi mali. Someone said it's no good. I don't know if it means it's no good. Health-wise, it's no good. Taste-wise, chveis alein is klar. Tegzuk shma mino, tsio good. The Chiddush Ha'aviv asks a kashif. If you want to bring a raya, what's good? There's other things that's also good. It's a raya, shemen is good, chaymetz is good. this concoction that they made to the Kovet Shabbos, it says Shechlayim, they put it in Shemen, Chaimetz, and Amita. And the Amita, he jumped on the Amita. Shmami no, Ninye Malye Letachle. Tavkut Fashtein da, was tut sich da? Malye Letachle, La'arev im Shechlayim. It's good to mix up im Shechlayim. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Va'oisin anumlin b'shabes. Tono rabonu. Oisin anumlin. One is permitted to make anumlin, which is a type of a beverage, b'shabes. Vein oisin aluntis. Aluntis you don't make on Shabbos. Ve'eizu hi anumlin, ve'eizu hi aluntis. Anumlin, yayin udvashu palpulin. Aluntis, yayin yoshan, omayim tzlulin v'afarsmin. The avdi lebei masusa lemeika. The reason they used to take this is if a person went into a merchetz, he got all heated up, so to cool him off, he drank this and it did wonders. Omar Rav Yosef, zimna chod olis basar ma'ukve lebei bani. I went out of the merchetz after ma'ukve. Asoi ashkion chamro. So they gave us wine, they gave us the saluntas to drink. Chat kase. I drank one kais. Vechoshi mi binso de roishi ba'atufre de kari. I felt so cold from the hair of my head till the nails of my feet, the toenails, I felt freezing. Roishi atziponi ragli. Klaus Bechudish think that these things are a bar hagosha of its fanness. The Ashkion Kasachine, if I would have taken another kais, Haboy Mistafine Dulma Menakili Mischusa da Almedosi. Menakili Mischusi, Sarashi says, a meisi nitzel mimenu shaloi omos. That means that was more than enough. Frag the Gemara va ma'ukve de shosi kol yoime, ma'ukve takes it each day. Mose Shani Ma'ukve de Doshpe, he's Rogel. Sagt Rashi, Bein Eis Na Lunte Shein Ele Mashke Tzomei, Ele Letzane Lache Hamerchet, Ve Dugmas Refue. This is a type of a Refue. So Mamele goes into the Issa of Shrika Samamon. Sagt the Mishnah weiter, Ein Sheirin Es Achiltes Bepoishin. It's a type of a plant. Chiltis Rashi says, Chaltish Beloshin Yishmoel, Belaz Lazriya, Vesheiren Oisoi Bepoishin, Vesheisen Oison Hamayim Lerefuah. The Mayim, the May Shriya is good Lerefuah. See, the Gemara is good for heartaches. Avol Noisein Lesoi Chachoimet. So this one is not permitted to do in Shabbos. To soak it bepoishrin, avol noisin lesoy chachoimitz. Avol noisin achiltis chashi says besoy chachoimitz, so metavol boy mei macholoi. That means he's allowed to, he puts us in chaimitz, he's metavol de macholim. Lakami meforish amai ein shoyrin. Well, upon him, it seems this is not near, it's not nika, he's doing it l'rafu also, because this is a psterich machol briyim. Ve'ein shoylin esakar shini, v'loi shofin oison. What is this? So Rashi says, ve'ein shoylin esakar shini, matzif aleihem mayim bekeili livreo pselton. One is not permitted to pour water. Matzif aleihem mayim bekeili. To be boira the psalis, kidisnabe mesaches beye, af mediach vishayla. So shayla is a lotion of to pour water on it. Play shof in oison, biyad laos the psalis, bahavale boira. So here there are two cases. One case we are ridding the karshinim from the psalis with water. It's another case that we are rubbing off the psalus. And both these cases are also. Now, Ramesh Zechayin Avocha has a tshuva, l'chayre, why is this different
then the halacha is that one is permitted to peel a banana. It's also psailas mitaycha ichel. Afal piken it's mutter, because that's called derech achilosai. That's how you eat a banana. So memela, so this is called derech achilosai. So why, let's say shofinois, lay shofinois. You can't, let us speak in our language. A person has, let's say, a fruit that fell into dirt. A sticky lollipop that fell into on the ground, and you want to go and wash it off. You want to go and rub off the dirt. So dosh teitach the bloy shofin oisan. You're not allowed to rub it off. What is this different than taking off the banana peel from a banana? Why isn't this called derech achila? Rav Moshe Zechayin of Bracha learns pshat that these halachas are speaking about that it is not la'alta. If it's la'alta, it's takimuta. That's how he learns. The El Meshulah, she brings down others that are chilkim on this psak, and they hold a filo la'alta, it's also awesome. What is this different than peeling off a banana peel? So there are two chilukim. Others want to say, let's say on the first din, shaylin es akal shinin. So there we are using water to separate the psailas from the oichel. So just like there is a haloche, that boira bekeili is also, so here, this water is equivalent to a keli. That the water is separating the psailas from the oichel. So therefore it is also, because it is equivalent to boira bekeili. That is one mahalach. Another mahalach is that the difference between this, the male filo alta is also awesome. Another mahalach that the difference between this and to take off a banana peel from a banana is because a banana peel comes with a banana. That's a part of the fruit. The memela, that's derech achilosai. If you have a foreign substance that is nidvak to the oichel, this is not called derech achilosai. This is called derech tikunai. Or others say a different word. The foreign substances you take off, not b'shas achila. I mean, that's called derech tikun. The klipa you take off b'shas achila. Al koponim. So here we're going back into dinei breire, and it says that the one is not permitted to be mafrid the psailus from the oichel through pouring water on it or through rubbing it off. But he's allowed to put the kashinim in a kavora, just to put it there. Zokt Rashi, so why is he permitted to do this? Avu noisin l'seich ha-kavora, ba'af al-pi d'pa'omim, sha'psoilis noifel derech nikvei ha-kavora, v'nimtzon is barer me'eilof, but that's called, so the bi'aloch is medayi from this Rashi, it's pa'amim. It's not all the time. So this is a dovo sheini miskavim. That means I'm storing it in a kavore. Sometimes it'll fall down. Some of the psailas. No, it's nishkefelos. That's a dovo sheini miskavim. There's not a psikreshe in his mutter. Ein kaivren es hatevim bekavore. V'lo yitnenu amokim gavoye bishvil sheyered amoyt. Avol noitulu bekavore v'noisnein l'soicha eivus. Zot rashi. Zot Rashi, Teven hu she'oisin min akash, mechatchin oisoi b'meirigin, v'oisin kol zonov ashibolim Teven. The zonov of the shibolim, this is the Teven. So a male in you, it seems that you cut this off. Moit hu mizokin ashibolis, ha'elyin v'niroi l'machul, v'koivrin oisoi, Bekavore kedei she yipoil hamoit. Avo noitel bekavore litem besoich eves, avo pish hamoit. Noifel meilov krab shimen damadov shenem eskaben mutam. We had learned in the Mishnah in Sheirin as achiltes bepoishrin. Iboilu shore mai. What if he did do it? What aveira was he oida? Tirgema rav aden ar sho kameide rav Yosef shoro chayev chatos. So he learned that since it's bepoishrin, so if you're shor yechayev chatos al tzlevashel, shoro chiltis bepoishrin mai, so he learned. says bepoishin, so it's a tilt of mevashel. Amalei abaye ela meyate shara umtsa b'maya chanami de mechayev. Umtsa basa chaya also be mechayev. Poishin is not mevashel. Ela omar abaye midarabonon shlo yase kederech shu oise b'chol. So Rashi leshavku rabbonu mevet uvdid d'chol. This is an uvdid d'chol. Shulchan Aruch, it seems the Isser is because of the Isser Refuah. Rashi says, V'sheir ha'isa b'poishrin, V'sheir ha'isa na'mayim l'refuah. It seems, Akaponim here in the Agamor, it says, Alts uvde d'chel. Boi minei Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Yano, Ma'u lishchais es achiltis b'tzaynon. What about tzaynon? Is tzaynon permissible? Is there a difference between tzaynon? So Daksim the Chaydish Ovav explains, what's the Shaila? The Mishnah says, Poishchen. So what's the deal with Tzaynon? So the Shavu says, the Chaydish Ovav explains, the Shaila was as follows. Could be that what he mentioned, Poishchen, that wasn't a halachic, the Mishnah didn't mention Poishchen because la halacha dafke Poishchen is also. The Shteiger is be Poishchen, so he says Poishchen. Who would in Tzaynon also be us? Or be Efshonit, Efshonit, maybe there's a chilek and halacha between Tzaynon and Poishchen. That was the Shaila. Omalai Osa. He says, if it's Osa, v'onant nan ein shenes achiltes bepoishin, so v'aisto iso b'tzoyin en muta, if she'd have no zoi medayik zayin from the Mishnah, omalai im kein, ma bein li v'loch. He says, if that would be pshat in the Mishnah, so what's the difference between you and me? Hakolchuch, if I'm telling you what's Osa, so I know better to learn pshat in the Mishnah than you. Mas nisin yechidoi, this anya ein shenes achiltes loy bechamin v'loy b'tzoyin.
Zogt Rashi, im kein do lo yedan al frushi mas nisn feim yinoch, ma ben liwe loch, mas nisn ich idoi, Rabbi Yossi yomer, aber Rabbonon af bezoinon osa. Zogt the Gemara, lamai of delay. What does one use this shriyes chiltis? What does one accomplish with it? The yukra delibe. If a person has a ke'ev leiv, so this is good for that. Rav Acha bar Yosef chosh biyukra delibe. Ose lekame de ma'ukve. Om alei zil shosi tilsi tikli tlosa tikli chilsese bitlosa yoimi. So he told them the weight of a mishkal gimel zehuvim. He should drink this for 3 days. Ozal ishti chamshe b'shabbos, umale shabbos, 2 days. Letzavre shabbos in the morning, ozal shol bei medroshe. Zravacha bei Yosef kumta beis medrash. If he's allowed to drink it, omrulei. Tone de veravade, vomrilo tone de veimar baravade, shoisa odom kabai kabayim veine choishis. You're allowed to drink as much as you want. Why? Shoil bei midroshe, mayasa bishabitz. They told you allowed to drink. So he told them, we'll see in a minute what the shayla is. Amalu lishte is like a miboili. I know you're allowed to drink it. Kika miboili lishre. You say allowed to prepare it. I didn't make it. Oh. So why is lishta ismuta? So Rashi says, lishta is like a miboili de balavra fu a mashke. It's a mashke, it's not called a mashke in shayse. That it's a mashke shall bring and people drink it stamazay also. Filu, without cave life. So memele, but I'm asking me a lot to prepare. Omaluhu, ravchie baravin, in the middle of the base medish, effect of the shah, vididi ava uvde, vasoi sheilta la ravada barave, Lehave biyode, he didn't know. Asoi sheulte leravune, v'oma hochi koma rav, shoire betzoinon umeiniach bechamo. Why he had told him about the barava didn't know, they said, Nish, Paul Kapone, maybe want to make him feel good. You also don't know, you're in good company. That's what's supposed to halochim. Bekitzer, but he told him, he asked Ravune, and Ravuna said b'shem Rav as follows: Shoyre b'tzaynon, one is permitted to be shoyre b'tzaynon umeiniach b'chamo.
And he puts it, like this we learned, ein shayrim bepoishrim, aber he puts it bechamo.
Frag de gemore keman de shori.
So what, this is going according to Rabbi Yossi. It's Rabbi Yossi, not Mishnah, that holds that tzoinen is mutter. Poishrim is also, so mele, you put it bei yishayrim betzoinen, minich bechamo. So the gemore nein. Afilu laman da osa, afilu according to the chachomim that hold ein shoyren bezoin. Han im lechet le ishte klal. That's if you hadn't drunk at all. Aber loch, even the ishte chamshe, mali shabate, ilo shosi b'shabes mistaken. If you won't drink it in Shabbos, it's a sakone. Zogt Rashi, we'll see in a minute pshat. Lishchoyz, des namas nisen ein shoyren. Geman de shori boyu, ach der Rav, le mekab yoisi, de shori bezoino, aber Rabbono no. So Samuel says no, because it's a sakon. So the Ritva esa kashe, if it's a sakone, so why do you have to make this dreidel bezoino, and you put it becham, and you can put it be poishrin also. My sakon you can put in poishrin. So first the Ritva says, kol ma de efshe lishanuye mishaninon. If you can make a shinu, you make a shinu. Agav urche. This is a machlokes, the mechaber and the remo, and simin shinchav ches, machlokes, the Rambam and other rishayinim. By pikuach nefesh, should one be mahadar to make a shinu? The Rambam holds, the Rav Magid says, the Rambam and the mechaber, you do not have to make a shinu. And the mefoshim avav, because the Rambam holds it's hutra, Pikuch nefesh is sutra yitzur Shabbos. You don't have to make a shinui. And the Ramah Paskins and the Taisa Taksim we had before also holds that you should make a shinui is because it's tchuya. So mamela, whatever you can avoid, you can avoid. So even though this is a holding is a psa darabonon and uvda dachel, but al kaponim you can avoid this uvda dachel, you should also avoid it. Then the Ritva asked, why do you have to say sakone? I feel without a sakone. It's a shvus al yedei shinui. This whole thing is a shvus. Now you're making it betzainon. Enich bechamo. So memele, a shvus al yedei shinui is muta fachay l'shem bei sakone. So first he wants to say, it's not a good shinui kol kach. Then he wants to say that mistaken taka means mitztayah. And then the Ritva wants to say, Goranayim Ahaloch. He wants to say, Misakin means Misakin Mamish. But he wants to say, a zer interessante Sach. The Choyli is a Choyli Sheyesh Boi Sakone. And you have to drink 3 days, but you don't have to start today. You could have started Sunday. So Memele, that is Pshat in this Kugel. The Emerson says, a Choyli Sheyesh Boi Sakone. Which needs the refuah, but it did not have to be started today. So therefore, so mitzadecho they were machma that the poishrin is also, since the brentoch nish that it should be done in these 3 days. But since iloy shosi b'shabes mistakin, that means since lemaisa without any refuah at all, there would be a sakone. So they made this kugel that shayre betzoinon. And Benichoy Bechamah.